Years ago in my small hometown, there were three churches, a Presbyterian church, a Methodist church, and a Baptist church. The three ministers would meet each week as part of a tiny ministerial association. There was very little to discuss. So one day, the Baptist minister said, "In order to liven our meetings up, why don't we tell each other, in confidence, our besetting sins?" The Presbyterian preacher went first. He said, "My besetting sin is lust. Even now, I'm having an affair with the church organist." The Methodist minister said, "I'll go next. My besetting sin is greed. I've been stealing from the collection plate for years." The two looked at the Baptist preacher in puzzlement. "So," they said, "what's your besetting sin?" "Oh, mine," said the Baptist preacher, "mine is gossip. I can hardly wait to get out of here and tell this." Now, gossip in general is not considered an attractive practice. And yet, evolutionary psychologists say gossip is, in fact, a human adaptation by which we are able to find out all sorts of social information about whom to avoid and whom we might deal with profitably. The whole concept of adaptations has been a great scientific breakthrough and also a frequent moral excuse. Well, now, if you'll excuse me, I have to leave. I'm going out to meet some friends, and we're going to discuss the latest rumors. This is Tom McBride, and, well, that's my perspective.